This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Just so against all genocides.
If the opportunity was to open, would you ever visit Gaza?
Of course.
We as Jews are embarrassed what's happening there in the state of Israel in the Jewish name.
Ashhadu al la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh.
Allahu Akbar. That's amazing. Akbar. We're going to say it in English, all right?
I bear witness.
There is none worthy of worship.
There is none worth worship.
Except one Allah.
Except one Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness
that
Muhammad
is a messenger of Allah.
It's a message of Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Muslim. Akbar. That's it. We're going to Mecca.
Against all genocides.
Yeah. We agree.
You had something with, I don't know much of the politics and presidents in Brazil and whatnot, but I was even listening to the current president of Brazil. He was also standing on the side of Palestinians saying, this is a genocide. This needs to stop. What's his name?
Lula.
Did you see his statements on this?
Yeah.
Que não está vendo que na faixa de Gaza não está acontecendo uma guerra, mas genocídio. De que não é uma guerra entre soldados e soldados. É uma guerra entre exército altamente preparado e mulheres e crianças.
So, if this was happening to Jews, Muslims would also be against this.
Until Zionism came about, Jews flourished as distinctly religious Jewish communities, and they weren't massacred. On the contrary, they went to these Arab and Muslim lands to escape persecution from the Crusades, from the Inquisition, and from many other trials and tribulations, and and even World War II. The Arab and Muslim lands opened their hearts, opened their lands, and provided a safe haven and a gracious hospitality for the Jewish people.
And I wanted to make this point, because when people saw this pose seeing an Israeli flag, it's what's associated with it. Human rights organizations like Amnesty International, even the Jewish human rights organization, they've declared that this is an apartheid state. I don't know if you know apartheid state.
I'm Israeli Jewish, American as well. My partner is Palestinian, and I can do things that he can't do. I can travel quite freely, and even though his mother is a refugee from what is now Israel, he can't pass areas that are off limits to Palestinians. I have excellent rights, I have health. There are cities in Israel being built for Jews only, and also in the West Bank, settlements being built for Israeli Jews only, while Palestinians are hemmed in, unable to build cities, and their homes are being demolished for lack of permits that are almost impossible to get.
And Israel's perception of itself is of a very decent, liberal, peace-loving country, which was surrounded by predatory Arabs, and it had no choice but to stand up and defend itself. So this is a defensive war. And there is great reluctance to look at the dark side of this war, particularly at the ethnic cleansing that happened in 1948. The broader historical context for this film is the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. In 1948, over 500 villages, Arab villages, were destroyed. 750,000 Palestinians were made refugees. Benny Morris counted 28 massacres, of which Tantura is only one. So it's not an isolated episode.
Just like South Africa was at one time.
We identify with the PLO because just like ourselves, they are fighting for the right of self-determination.
Israel, like South Africa, is an apartheid state. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinians live in the largest open-air prison on earth. In annexed East Jerusalem, occupied territory under international law, Palestinians have an inferior legal status that weakens their residency rights, allowing them to be forcibly evicted from their homes.
This is why you got such a backlash, that thinking that you also now are racist, like this state is.
Yeah! Get the f*** out of here! of the country. This is Jewish country only. We don't need Muslims here.
Recently, Israeli Channel 13 reporter Yossi Eli went undercover as a priest for a day. Dressed in a robe, he walked through the old city with Franciscan Father Alberto. In the first 5 minutes, he was spat at five times by Orthodox Jewish Israelis.
Thinking that you also are somebody who supports apartheid, who supports terrorism against innocent human beings, but obviously there's a lot more to unpackage, and now you're getting to see a bigger picture. Have you ever got to hear the other side?
So if you're a Palestinian and you live in Gaza, you're just stuck.
You're stuck forever. And that's why these people are, like, people from America, they're like, why? You know, that's why you have this mantra like, oh, they want to die. They raise their kids to be suicide bombers. No, when you're in Gaza, you are born dead. You don't have a life.
Have you ever sat like this to hear what's happening from the other side? Why?
You need some historical context. Now, look, I used to be a Zionist. As you mentioned, I'm a Holocaust survivor. Zionism was very important for me as a salvation of the Jewish people. Until I found out that the state was founded based on the extirpation, the expulsion, and multiple massacres of the local population. And that's not historically controversial. So I'm taking a longer view of this. And I'm saying that the present situation cannot be understood without looking at the historical context. And nor can we move forward if the present occupation and the suppression of the Palestinians continue.
This Israel thing, like, it scares the shit out of me. When I see something like that happen, you know, it's like there's no clear way this resolves peacefully. Like, this is bad. This is real bad. And Israel's going to go into Palestine. They're already bombing and assault. Their world is killing people. Their world is controlling resources. They don't play fair. They release stories that aren't true. They use disinformation to switch narratives. They have social media posts that aren't real. They're also coordinating military attacks. What they've done with us is they've sheltered us and then censored all the mainstream media in such a way, completely controlled the narrative of how you think about what can and cannot happen in the world.
What's happening there?
I did a tour. It was Kuwait, Jordan, Azerbaijan, Dubai, Israel. It was like 7-8 countries that I went in the Middle East. So my post was just the flags in order of which country I'm going to.
Nice.
Because I post the Israeli flags, again, I got hate mail from, I tell them, you guys are cousins. Come on, you guys are all cousins around over there. Why? Because I put the flag of Israel. I was like, let's say I was going to Kuwait, to Jordan, to Azerbaijan, to Dubai, to Israel. Because I put the Israeli flag in that order. When you flip, it was a picture of each flag. And people send me messages like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to Israel. Blah, blah, talking. It's like, why?
Yeah, so I think that's the key, is that when you look at, for example, Kuwait or Qatar, or, you know, there isn't a apartheid state. Meaning, for example, I was just in Kuwait, right? And Kuwait, I was wonderful. I really had a good experience, and I was sitting with a lot of expats, meaning people that were not from Kuwait that were living there, and I met people, including in the UAE, in the Emirates, that were not Muslim, that have moved from Europe and the US and so on because they feel that their children have a better environment to be raised in the Middle East today than in the Western world because of all the you know, the nonsense that's being forced on the kids in schools and think you know about all that stuff, right? So when you go there, you see that people have a peaceful life. People are not being driven out of their own home. People are not being killed in the streets and so on. And that's why you don't have that kind of terrorism and things, problems in those countries. The problem that we see right now, I'm not just talking about Gaza, but even West Bank and Jenin, is when, like you were saying earlier, military and settlers just come in and take over somebody's house, and you can see the videos online.
We understand that Israeli soldiers came in this morning and, without any notice, without any invitation, came into the apartment and have been there ever since.
We cannot speak with you. There is a soldiers.
They're soldiers?
Yes.
What are they doing here?
We are prison here.
What's happening?
They are keeping here, and the soldiers are upstairs. We cannot move. We cannot speak with you.
You can't leave the house?
No.
They told you that?
Yes. I can't breathe.
How long are they going to stay?
I don't know.
Are they paying you any money?
You are kidding.
He told us when the soldiers come, they wake everybody up and herd them into a kitchen for hours while soldiers sleep in their bedrooms. They can't leave or use the phone or let us in. When the children returned, we caught a glimpse of two armed soldiers at the top of the stairs.
Or you can see it in person and just take people out of their own homes. And, you know, people that have lived on a land for generations are being taken, saying, well, biblically, it's my land, right? So, I mean, we could say, well, Moses was Muslim to us, so it's our land. You know, that's not something you can argue about. So
when I put flags of the countries that I fix, I mean, that I go visit, for one side to complain, and so it's, and I know it's a small minority. I'm not saying thousands and millions of people come here. No, I get about maybe 30 to 40 people that come in and talk trash.
Yeah.
You should have visited all those counties besides this one. It's like, why?
Yeah.
And the way I look at it, it's the only way for me to express and see and talk and explain what's going on is to visit the people in person.
Sure. I think we need to do a Gaza tour coming up for Hoist.
Would you ever, I mean, when everything... if it opened, if the opportunity was to open, would you ever visit Gaza?
Of course. Yeah. I've been to Israel many times.
Yeah.
Just to go across the border.
And that's what usually people, when they go to the other side, then it kicks in. Then they're like, wow.
I visited the occupied territories, Russell, during the first Intifada. I cried every day for 2 weeks at what I saw. The brutality of the occupation, the petty harassment, the murderousness of it, or cutting down of Palestinian olive groves, the denial of water rights, the humiliations. And this went on, and it's much worse now than it was then.
Because they see the reality of what's happening.
When you go to West Bank, I don't know if you've been to West Bank or Gaza, life there is very different than you will in Tel Aviv, right? Because the government doesn't treat the people, right? I mean, for example, when you were in occupied Palestine right now, nobody controlled food going in and out of Tel Aviv, right? But in Gaza, it's blocked off, right? The Israeli government controls the sea, they control the borders. So even food, right now, children are starving, right? So this is why it's different than Qatar, right? Where you don't have that issue going on.
Did you hear there's an interesting documentary where they were showing that the people of Palestine, a certain area, they didn't want to be dependent now on the milk getting from the certain, from the Jews there, the Zionists, so they bought a certain amount of cows. And what this illustrated was that now they were producing their own milk. These are a lot of doctors, engineers, so they got people to figure out how to milk, and then they started producing milk. And then what happened was the government came and they were like, uh-oh, this is a problem. So now they passed some ordinances saying this is a security threat, da 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 da. And they
cows,
went after
huh?
They went after the cows now. So this is just one example of milk. We're not talking about just milk, the water supply, the electricity. So imagine we get pissed off if someone parks in our driveway. Imagine now somebody controlling, you know, what you eat, you know, your electricity. You can see how And, you know, say someone comes in your home and throws you in the basement and takes over your home. So this is the root of the issue. It's, again, not Muslims versus Jews. Historically, this has not been the case. Jews and Muslims have lived in a relative peace, even Christians. But this is like you were this term. This is the Zionists who want to go ahead and take over this whole area and force people out of their homes. 800,000 illegal settlements in the West Bank. And it's constantly happening.
Which the United Nations and others have condemned.
So United Nations, international law, they have condemned this.
I am not a historian.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I heard the other side. Again, I'm not a historian. So, I don't want to get into
but
history.
If you think of it this way, right? For example, you own a home, right? You live in California? I think you live in California, right?
Florida now,
right? Let's say a Native American comes and says, this is now my house. Would you walk out?
No.
Why not? They could tell you that. Well, exactly. So that's exactly the point. So when somebody from Germany and Austria and Poland comes to Palestine and says, this is my home, that's exactly what the Palestinian people, exactly what you said. They said, prove it, because we've been here for generations. Well, I mean, again, no doubt all of the Americas was at one time owned by the Native Americans, but you bought a house, you live in it, your family lives in it. It's not the right for somebody to just come and take it because they claim
their
land, right? And again, I personally have great empathy for the people of the Jewish faith that went through the Holocaust and the horrible atrocities in World War II. But again, that wasn't the Palestinians, that was the Germans. I think it would be a great idea for Germany, even today, to cut from Berlin all the way to Bonn and give it to the Israeli people to go live. No problem. I mean, if that's who caused the genocide, they're the one that should pay for it. It just doesn't make sense that the issue happens in Europe, Hitler and Germany and the Holocaust and all of that, and then you take land away from a people that were peacefully living there, the Palestinian people, and you give it to them, right? That's like me saying, you know, for example, I'm from SoCal, from San Diego, right? And we used to have a lot of gang wars and shootouts and all that kind of stuff that I lived through. And for me to say, I've been through all that trauma, that's it, Alaska's mine now. So the people of Alaska would be like, what do we got to do with this, right?
Yeah, so. And you do, I have Israeli friends, Jewish friends, I've had them on the program. One interesting individual is Miko Pilled. His father was a general in the Israeli army. His great-grandfather was one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence. And rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, who are also, their humanity is on. And they are also people who come out and speak against this, the killing of innocent life that's happening now. So this is another thing that people who are out there, they can see that there's Jews, a voice for peace, and others to substantiate. This is not a Jew-Muslim thing.
They should know. We feel very shame what's going on there, especially they're doing everything in our name. In the name of Jews, in the name of the Torah, in the name of God. It's so shameful. We are with you. You have to know. The Zionists are strong. We are weak. But God is on our side.
This is just a human thing that we, God has given us certain rights. And now for someone to come and say, God gave me this land, and many of the people who even started this movement, the Theodore Herzls, if you look at it, they didn't even believe in God. Yeah. So they use this as a pretext, excuse to go ahead and justify this oppression and whatnot. And then these things that are happening with Hamas, PLO, these are excuses to go in there and land grab more. So
I think we've made the issue very clear. I think we're all on the same page. Innocent life, whether
all,
children
all human
or others
life is
should
precious.
Be protected. No. And we stand.
And we're going to Mecca.
And we're going to Mecca. That's it. Let's do this. All right. So you do believe there's only one God?
Yes.
Right? You have no problem testifying to that?
Yes.
And you believe that Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad were all messengers of God?
Yes.
You don't worship any of them, right?
No.
Okay. We're going to do the testimony. I'm going to do it with you, all right? Ashhadu.
Al.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu
anna
Muhammada
abduhu
wa rasuluhu.
Allahu Akbar. It's amazing. We're going to say it in English, all right? I bear witness. There is none worthy of worship.
There is none worthy of worship.
Except one Allah.
Except one Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness
that Muhammad,
is
a messenger of Allah.
It's a message of Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Muslim. Allah Akbar. That's it. We're going to Mecca. Mecca trip coming up together, inshallah.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
We're going to pray our first prayer together, inshallah.
Legend, Hoyce Gracie here.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. We'll see you guys next time. Until then, peace with you. Assalamu alaikum.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
We needed the Dean Center to be here. We are blessed. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. You guys know the hadith that the person who takes one step towards Allah, Allah will take 10 towards them. So can you imagine you taking that step towards Allah and contributing towards the cause of your creator? We are here hard at work. Let's go ahead and take a look what's going on. Where are we at now?
We are almost done with the wudu area.
We're trying to finish the wudu area for the outside. Alhamdulillah, we did great achievements so far. Still much going on, you know, we need a lot of work to get this where we need to have it. But inshallah, we'll get there with the support. I'm very excited. I really can't wait to have it finished.
We're here hard at work, working to get the masjid open this blessed month of Ramadan, working hard to get the educational Dawah Center open so we can educate humanity on the most misunderstood way of life out there, yet the fastest growing Islam. So do your part and contribute, donate right now.